There's a place I go when I'm alone. Do anything I want, be anyone I want to be. But it is a sad scene, and I cannot believe I'm falling. That's where I'm going. Where you going?
Hold me close, don't let me go.
Dream catch me, yeah. Dream catch me when I fall.
Or else I won't come back at all.
Welcome to the Up North and Down Under podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jimmy Henry. Episode 20, Jimmy, can you believe it? We've only took fucking about a month to get that right.
Fuck me, mate. It's been a while. Like, I think we've only done two episodes in the last 8 weeks or so, haven't we?
What is it?
I think we've only done two episodes in the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, we're getting very fucking lazy.
Aye, like fucking few people could message me like every other day. When is it? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. We come to Earth.
It's fading that wee bit of time now. Like, there's a lot of fucking, I don't know, the Wayne's and all are back to school. No, it's just fading that wee gap.
Yeah, well, I'm homeschooling the wee one. We're in lockdown at the minute. Like, we're in like week 4 or 5. I'm still obviously working away and stuff like, but just between work and fucking homeschooling. Daddy, what's five times seven? I don't fucking know.
go get the calculator.
What's an adverb? I don't even know what a verb is.
Yeah. No, I have a clue. Fucking having a clue.
Another verb, Daddy. Fucking no. You don't doing fractions. You don't doing fractions and all in P1. Who the fuck does fractions in P1?
Oh, I get fractions handed me the other day, and I just thought, you know what? Fuck, I don't know. Just do your best. Just let them know your dad's fucking thick.
I bet she's in P6, is she not?
P7.
P6. Fractions in P7. I don't even think we did fractions till fucking third year.
No, I just saying there. Just let them know I'm a bit fucking thick. They already know. I went there. They'll know.
They'll see you dropping her off in the morning. You're like, oh fuck, never mind, darling. You get it there whenever you can.
There's my homework. There's my homework, sir. Don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about it. We know that he fucking too busy dressing up in wigs and shit.
I haven't even done much of that either.
It's weird, like, you just sort of get busy. You get busy, but you don't really have much to show for it, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? It's just like a blur. It's like you just fucking trying to get by.
Before you, the weeks are coming in, the people's talking to me fucking Christmas. They're all going, when's that? That's only a week's time, for fuck's sake.
Fucking Christmas, mate.
I know. Hello.
What are you up to today?
I'm off a day, so I'm the girls, like, once they finish school and all that sort of carry on, so I have to be with them. And obviously the calculator viewed for the homeworks. Google.
It's English, you got the fucking calculator out. Writing fucking boobs on it.
That's a geography here. Get fucking hunted on Gumtree for a globe.
fuck. Like, you know, the homeschooling and all, she has to be on roll call fucking 8:45 in the morning. So she said she's got the wee spare room set up with her laptop and all. And, you know, sitting there and she has to fucking say, like, good morning in Spanish and all. So she's sitting there. Like, imagine this, mate, right? Imagine us doing this when we were 7. Sitting with a laptop, unmuting yourself and having to say buenos dias in Spanish, and then unmuting yourself and then sitting there for an hour on fucking Zoom. Do you imagine us doing that?
Spanish? Why Spanish?
I don't know. I don't know, mate.
Does she do French?
No, it's just Spanish, mate. P1 doing Spanish. And then, you know, it's funny. It's funny because they're like, oh, you know, your daddy can maybe help you, you know, do some Spanish words. George is like, daddy could barely speak English. cheeky shit.
What can you say in Spanish, daddy? Oh, I can ask the fucking hooker in Megalith what a much a blowjob is.
Dos San Miguel CV play. That's fucking, that's French. Uno cerveza, por favor. How macho, how macho blowjobbo.
if you have the ass, you can't afford it.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. What are you lockdown or something over there?
I mean, we're in lockdown. It got extended there. It was like 3 weeks and it's been extended in our 3 weeks. So we're into like week 4 or 5 here at the minute. But fucking mental, mate, the other day. I live in New South Wales, so the state is New South Wales, but I work over the border in the ACT, like in the Australian Capital Territory. And you need exemptions to travel back and forth, you know, over the border. Because of where I live, I get a standing exemption, so I'm allowed to travel for if I'm working. So I was driving the other day and there's a big police set up on either side of the road because they're catching people going into ACT and then coming out of ACT back into New South Wales where I am. So yeah. I'm heading into work and they pull me over and I'm like, all right, I've got everything here. I've got a letter on my phone, you know, saying I'm essential. I've got my uniform on, I put the mask on just to be safe. Got my roster on my phone, all this stuff. The guy's like, where you going, mate? I was like, well, what the fuck does it look like going to work? Well, I didn't say that. I was like, work officer. Is it where you work? And I told him and pointed to the uniform. And he's like, have you got an exemption? And I was like, well, look, I don't need one. I was like, I don't actually need one because of where I live. It won't let me actually get one. And I showed him the error message on my phone. And he's like, no, that's not right. You need an exemption. And I was like, nah, I'm telling you, mate, I don't, because I'm literally showing you what it's saying to me when I try and get it. And he goes, mate, I was just trying to get to work. And he goes, you're not going to work today. So I'm like, right.
Happy days.
Right. So I'm like, all right, well, what's happening then? So he goes to speak to someone. He comes back and he goes, all right, we're going to have to escort you home. I'm like, what? Uh-huh. He goes, you're going to have to escort you home here and you can't leave until you get an exemption. So I'm like, right. So he's got my license, right? So he hops on his bike, mate, fucking sirens blaring, starts driving. There's a bike in front of me and a bike and a car behind me. And I got fucking escorted the whole way home. I felt like fucking Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy. I was like, what? And it was just so over the top. It was so over the top, mate, because I was like, what the fuck's even, what's happening here? And then I was like Julian Assange, mate. I was like fucking locked up in the house. And I was like phoning my boss. I was like, I can't get to work. And you know, it was like, it sounded like the most ridiculous excuse. I swear to God, I'm on my way. Like, I was in the car. And then to make things worse, mate, about an hour and a half later, I went out to check the mail and I looked down the end of the street and the fucking two police bikes are sitting there fucking watching me.
Seriously?
Aye.
Fuck's sake.
And then I started telling the story to someone at work and they were like, I must have heard your fucking accent. Fuck up. fucking IRA over UVF in fucking in New South Wales. But that's the highlight of my fucking day. Like, you know, it's lockdown, so still working and stuff. And it's funny because they extended it. You're allowed 60 minutes out exercising. And then they extended it and you're like, oh, you're allowed 120 minutes now. And everyone's like, oh, happy days. And I'm just like, aye, happy days. Another extra 60 minutes for me to fucking sit outside. And that's all.
Sit the deck chair. Smoking.
Oh, mate, no smoking for me. Fucking 304 days off them, mate.
Well done. Well done, Jamie. That's super.
Good. Bloody good, mate. But the downside of that, mate, is I'm fucking addicted to other shit. Fucking Star Bars, mate. Star Bars over here in the... And I was like, do you want some Star Bars? I'm like, no, it's all right. But then she knows me well. Again, I'll be in, you know, like after dinner, you're looking through the cupboard and you just see the big stash of Star Wars. You're fucking right. They're 90p, yeah. Well, 90 cents over here, which is cheap for here. They're usually like $3, so they're on half price. I must be the only fucker that eats them in that place.
No, I have it on a bounty at the minute. Bounty seems to be my thing at the minute.
Oh, man. See, mine's Snickers. Like Snickers for me, I just can't. You can't beat a Snickers, or I don't know, mate. I'm not even. I've had free Star Bars today, Adam.
That's all right.
Free Star Bars.
Fuck, that's nothing, Jim. That's nothing. Believe it.
I don't know, mate. I feel ashamed of myself. Like I'm actually lying in the bed here shaking, wanting another one.
Wake up through a night. I do. I wake up through a night. Eat shit. You just sort of wake up in the fucking fridge, eating a patty for Lou.
Aye, fucking.
No, not even a spoon. Not even a spoon in it. There's my fucking tongue in it.
You ever get that though? You wake up like, and you're just. I eat some shit when I wake up. You know, you're just hungry. You know what I eat? You know the plastic cheese in the fucking wrapper.
Yeah.
I just what I do, right? I open about four of them, and then I fold them. I fold them into like quarters, right? Uh-huh. So they all break up. But then I do about fucking four of them, fold them all in quarters. So there's about 16 mini ones, uh-huh. And I just pile the whole bundle into my mouth.
They see you should feel ashamed of yourself for that now.
Like what a fucking mess. Like, I swear to God, earlier on I was driving home from work and everyone's out, you know, fucking running and shit, and I'm thinking about how many Star Bars Anna's bought me at home. Swear to fuck, you see if there's no Star Bars in there when I get home, I tell you.
Oh,
me.
The plastic cheese, they're fucking rough them. But do you ever get a bit of plastic on it? You leave a bit of plastic on it?
I mean, I have to be honest. I don't even notice. I just fucking inhale the things.
Yeah.
But you probably saw, I am obviously been missing the cuisine of our hometown.
Yep.
And I fucking love my cooking. Love my fucking eating as well. But I made pasties the other day, mate.
Seen them?
Tell you what, mate. Unreal. Fucking unreal. I just need to perfect the shape of it because it was a bit bloody soggy. Like, it was a bit droopy. But the second time around, I made some the next day and they turned out better. They were a lot firmer. And I made myself a fucking pasty bap. Cheese. Oh, Jesus. It's so good.
Have you done your fall there, did you?
No, I mean, I tried to get up.
You're trying to reach for a fucking Star Bar, are you? fell off the fucking sofa.
And it was funny because when I put a status up there on Facebook, you know, saying about is there any support groups for someone addicted to Star Bars, but I realized that a lot of the people on my Facebook are Australian, so they wouldn't really know what a Star Bar is because it's in like the foreign section over here. I just realized, you know, I think it sounds like a fucking dirty bar. I'm addicted to the Star Bar.
Is it an E or something?
Fuck me, do you hear Jamie? Jamie's into those bloody, like, fucking bars. I knew he was a pro.
What?
I knew he was a pro.
I knew he was a bit funny, him. So, I think we were going to do this episode on past jobs, weren't we? And
it's been something we've been talking about for a while. Well, we probably spoke about 6 months ago when we last did an episode. And it's funny because it was always an idea we had, but we never really spoke about it. We just sort of thought it was one of those things that we would be able to wing. You know, there's just so many funny stories. And then with us just talking about it today, there's been a lot of stuff that sort of came out. But I don't know. What I was thinking, mate, is we'll just fucking wing it. But the first question is, where was your first job? What was the first job you got?
First actual job? Fuck, it was a wee Saturday job. What was that?
was it cutting firewood or something?
Yeah. Well, I cut fucking logs and put it in the bags.
That's right, because I remember fucking calling for you one day on my moped, and I was like, you coming out? And he goes, no, I have to go cut logs. Fucking cut logs.
Fucking lumberjack. That was my... that's what I was aiming to be, a lumberjack. You know, I actually turned up and all with a fucking check shirt and all. check shirt and a fucking butter knife. Hey, where's these... Right, lads, where's these trees? I get them chopped down here.
Fucking, it was fire sticks fucking kindling.
Hello, Adam, you're just here to weed the yard. with that, and then I went to fucking slinging peaches.
Was that your second job?
Yeah. Slinging peaches, I love that.
Yeah.
And then I've had fucking loads of jobs. I'll tell you what, you do know this. You're the weirdest fucking job I had. And I don't know if you do or not. Only lasted one shift. I don't really talk about it that much.
What was it?
The weirdest job I had was in Tenerife when I worked in a brothel for a day. Yeah, but I didn't. I wasn't fucking selling myself. I was standing on the street bringing 30-year-old men out. 30-year-old men in. In fairness, a couple of them did ask what I could do.
Handed you 4 ping pong balls.
Made about 40 euros and wanks.
Oh,
40 different men.
And Devlin didn't pay you.
What's a euro? Or what's a white man? A euro, I'll take. But no, that was a really scary job. Really freaked me out. The guy that run the place, fucking. Yeah, not so Vince. You call him Vince? Vince. Well,
of course, Jesus his name Christ. Is Vince.
Why? His name is Vince.
It just sounds like a CD, like Vince and Carlos.
I was like, something to do, I fell in the business. I was like, something like that. One day, a lot just stunk piss. But I think that was just me. Yeah, fucking weird. I have weird jobs. I remember I used to do donuts?
I do remember that. I do. I remember when I first came home, you told me that you were working down at Junction 1. And I went down. I didn't really know where you were working. I knew that you were working, like you were selling donuts, but I thought there must have been like a fucking new, you know, donut place, like a Krispy Kreme's or something, or a Dunkin' Donuts. And I bumped into someone in Burger King and they were like, have you seen movies since you've been home? And I was like, oh, well, no. Like, I'm on my way to see him now. He's working. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's just in the van. And I was like, the van? What's he on about? So then I walked down, and there's like a bit of a queue. And I'm walking, and I can't see you yet, but I could just see these customers. Like, they're all sort of walking away, shaking their heads and swearing. And I'm like, one of them's like, fucking dickhead. And the other one's like, fucking lazy bastard. And the other one's like, what kind of donut van doesn't sell donuts? And I'm like, and I look in and I see you with a fucking cap on. You're like, Jimmy, do you want some donuts?
I know. And I, that wee job was a handy one. Like, the fucking money I got was brilliant. But, like, for all it done, like, I remember standing there with a fucking fag hanging out with your asses and all firing into the oil. For the summer and all, it was roasting with a vest top, fag hanging out with my mouth, cap on, back to front. There used to be queues of kids, and like, kids love watching the machine, but because I couldn't be arsed, it wasn't a job for me. I used to make the donuts up like fuck. I just bagged them up and stick them on top of the thing that used to make tea, so it kept them warm.
Yeah.
You know, kids were coming up excited all to watch the donut machine. Ah, here he is, go. What do you want, cinnamon or sugar? Is the machine not working? Ah, it's fucking down, the taste of this.
We're here to see the machine. Fuck off. Any ice cream? Nah, ice cream's not working.
Oh, no, ice cream barely did work because I used to fucking rent it out. That must have been 10 ice creams a day.
Good shit, though. Fucking ice cream. It's good shit.
It was proper whipped ice cream. Like, it was lovely. Yeah, it was big. Do an ice cream cone, maybe 6 flakes in it.
Just a handful of fucking ice cream.
Where's all my flakes? Oh, I dropped them outside. I was carrying them across. I had to pin them. Chocolate all around my mouth. Flakes? I didn't see any flakes. I've done that. Then I must have nearly completed Junction 1. I worked in a lot of places in Junction 1.
I mind you were in fucking Tom Taylor.
Yeah.
Clark's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you in the Campman shop or something?
Yeah. I think it's the only one that still survived. The rest all closed down. Once I left, what's that tell you? All closed down once I left. It all fell apart, couldn't cope.
Is there any new places down there?
What's it, you were home? Fuck.
Is next still there and all that shit?
That's probably the same fucking stock hanging out since you left there, mate, to be honest. we got a McDonald's.
Yeah, I heard that.
We're meant to get a TGI Fridays, but I think they turned the lights on one day and went, this isn't the place for us.
Well, they've been saying there's going to be a TGI Friday since I was home. That was fucking 11 years ago.
It didn't happen in the end. Has Nando's there, but Nando, I haven't really been to Nando's or...
There's a Nando's at Junction 1, is there?
There's Nando's at Junction 1, aye. But I don't even know if it's open, mate. You don't see anybody posting about it, man.
Fuck.
You just put the signs up to make it look good.
It's just fucking chicken Munsters burgers with spicy sauce on it.
So we have our clothes today. We're renovating. They've been renovating for 3 years. You're walking past, going, fuck, let's go with some setup. They've been renovating that for a long time. What else is down there? Since you've
departed. JCB thing still there?
yeah.
The fuck's that? People go to that.
Yeah.
Is there a golf course and all still there, like mini golf?
No, it's gone too.
It's gone. I do know it's been fucking... It'll be nearly 5 years since I've been home.
Oh, fuck. Jeez Christ.
Well, it's over 4.5 years, but it's coming up 5 years in March.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. It's in fast. It's in very fast, Jimmy.
I know.
So I think there's anything else down there, you fucking Best known for Stafford. I think they're probably better off just closing it up.
B&M Bargains, the cinema, Subway, fucking. Is the Safari Grill still there?
No, gone.
I was devastated. You took me there one day saying about the fries, and it was a good fry, but like with a name like Safari Grill, I thought it was going to be like fucking, you know, like chimpanzee sausages and like fucking like hash browns with a bit of alligator fucking on it and, you know, all these weird fucking meats, but it was just like a fucking fry.
Fuck Safari Grill in Antrim. I'm surprised it wasn't fucking Swan Burgers. So we've got.
You know, the other day I was down at the park down the road a while ago, and there's a lot of posts over here about the fucking swans and cygnets or something that they call them, the little ones. And they're all, you know, don't feed them bread and stuff like that. And I think we spoke about this before. But I went down the other day and there was a family and they're throwing fucking sweet corn and lettuce to the fucking swan, right? Sweet corn and lettuce.
I got a can.
Aye, I like fucking full on cobs.
Yeah, they're down there with a fucking tin of Jolly Green Giant fucking sweet corn. Did they have a spoon?
No. So like they had like a plastic bag, right? And it had like fucking lettuce and sweet corn and fucking peas, and they're chucking. And the thing is, mate, they're going fucking mental for it. They're going mental. And I read somewhere, like I've been reading this for years, but I don't know, if you give them bread, do they not explode or something?
Nonsense. Nonsense.
But that's the thing. We've been fucking feeding swans bread for years. We weren't running around with a fucking iceberg lettuce and a fucking corn in the cob.
No. No, that's... do you know what that is? That's them vegan bastards. That's what that is.
Fucking feeding them fucking tofu patties.
That's him.
Me standing there with a fucking Belfast bap and a Hobus loaf and some fucker there with a fucking eggplant. Who's going to be there quicker?
Yeah. Been a wheaten.
Fucking Anna made me wheaten bread the other day, mate. It was Father's Day here the other day. Fucking woke up and they made me a big fucking Ulster fry with wheaten bread. Oh, Jesus.
Good.
Oh, it was good. It was good now.
I like a wee bit of wheaten.
I do. I do too, actually. I need to...
Big whack of jam on it.
You know what's good? Fucking hard cheese and jam. Oof.
Hello, Matt.
Hard cheese and jam. I'm telling you.
Cheese and jam?
Aye, like fucking cheddar cheese, like sliced cheddar cheese off the block and a bit of jam. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man. I got sick.
Oh, says you. Fuck me. You don't just eat fucking Mars bar and apple sandwiches.
No, aye. That was an old Halloween. That's an old Halloween sort of dish that.
I'm telling you, man. But then my sister and my mom would have been weird too. They would have ate the fucking, you know, Derry Lee spread with cheese, with jam.
I was talking about this the other day. Do you get the cheese with, like, fuck, I can't even remember what it was in it now. Was it blueberries or fucking raspberries or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I was told it was cranberry. But I'm pretty sure you get blueberries in one of them too.
It's cranberry and then you get the apricot one.
Like, they're not bad.
I don't mind them, mate. I like a good bit of fucking cheese. I made a thing last night. It was a gnocchi bake. You ever had gnocchi?
No. I know what it is, though. I've never had it.
Yeah, it's just like potato. It's pasta made from potatoes, but I made a big gnocchi bake with blue cheese and mozzarella in it, mate. Fucking lethal. Lethal. Blue cheese, you ever had it? No, that's me excited. Like, that's me getting excited over food. We can't even stay on topic. Like, I asked you your first job and you went through your whole fucking back catalogue and not asked me one fucking thing.
You've been talking about cheese and fucking swans. I joked you on. You started talking about jokes you on. I gave you an update of the town.
Fucking daily update. Wait, do you remember my first job?
Chippy.
Aye. I have a fucking story about there, right? I went there and I must have been about 14. It was my first job. £3 an hour. £3 an hour. Never forget it. We'd get paid every Friday fucking afternoon and you'd get a wee brown envelope.
£9 on it. Hey lads, drinks are on me.
Man, I'm not even joking. You get a wee brown envelope, right? Frequent an hour. I think I did two nights a week, right? Uh-huh. So I was getting £24 a week. Uh-huh. Fucking loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded. And a lot of the ones, it was in, you know the chippy, it was, you know the one it was. So yep. It was a lot of ones from my school who lived in that town. They all worked there. And I sort of got a job through one of my mates there. But I just never really felt like I fitted in because it was a lot of older women. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. You go in and there's like the real hard-nosed woman at the front who doesn't speak to everyone and just swears at the customers. And then there was your doll.
You always have a cunt. There's always a cunt.
Oh, she was just a fucking cunt. And then there was a woman, she was a bit older. Well, she wasn't that much older than us, but you could just tell. She still works there. This was about fucking 20 years ago. You just knew she was never going to do anything. And then... That's fuck's sake.
Hello.
And then the guy... The guy who owned the fucking place, who was never there, he would just come back and forth and just lift money out of the till and then fucking leave, you know. But
was that definitely the owner?
Probably not. But I mind. I didn't work there that long. I sort of had about, I think I had maybe 3 or 4 jobs at the same time, and that was the first one I got. So I was there, and I had my little moped, and I would fucking drive from Antrim to Antrim.
Huh? Jimmy, do you ever attend exhaust with your moped? You can actually hear you fucking starting your moped and after when I was in Rallistown, I can actually hear you coming into your house. Call it past Shane's Castle. What the fuck's that? It's Jimmy.
I remember that, mate. We lived in the Grange. And my fucking exhaust fell off, and it's this big fucking, this god awful sound. It was like, and I remember leaving the park, and I fucking, it was shaking, and I stuck it on with like a leaf and a stick, and I was like, it's grand. And then the whole way home, mate, the whole way fucking home, it was hanging on, and from the Grange to Antrim, it was just, it's a good job that I had my helmet on, mate, because I had the biggest fucking beamer. Like, going down the Ramblestown Road, mate, cars overtaking me. It's like, right? So, you know what the worst thing is? I got home, right? My mom and dad were away for the weekend. You know what my dad's like with fucking cars and vehicles and stuff?
Yeah.
I got home and I got off and I was like, right, I'm gonna have to have a look at this exhaust as if I'd fucking know what I was doing. But I looked at it, right? It wasn't there. Fucking fell off. Right?
He's standing there with a fucking big roll of sellotape. Where is it?
So mate, I panic, right? I fucking panic. I can't think of anything else to do. So I fucking jump back on the bike and drive and retrace my steps. Through the town, looking for this fucking exhaust of a room. But I used to, you know, you'd get home, you come home on a Sunday night or whatever, and, you know, you'd have sausage suppers or whatever that wasn't, like, was left over. That's fucking class. You get home, but you'd sit in like a shit movie on, you just eat fucking cold sausages. It was lethal. That was the best thing about it. That and the glamorous pay packet at the end of it. The thing that was raising me, all the other fuckers were on £3.50. But mate, you know what thing I remember from that? You started working in the pizza place just across the road from it, not long after. And I remember you were working there with a girl, and you kept talking about your mate that works in Waves Chippy. And I mind, she kept saying to you, "Is that the gay one?"
Yeah.
And you said to me one day, you literally, we were like we had known each other for years, but we were sitting at home one day, and you looked at me and you're like, "Jimmy, are you gay?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "Are you gay?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Oh, the girl I work with in the pizza shop says that she heard that you're gay."
Yeah.
And till this fucking day, mate, I can only have one thing that explains it, right? I worked there, right? And there was this Polish guy who started working. And he had this weird fucking, you know, sense of humor and stuff. And, like, he asked for my number or something, but I think it was just more like he was new to the town. And I was young, and I said something that remember Little Britain was out, and, like, the saying, it was like, "Oh, darling, hello, darling." Like, me and all the guys would always say that at work. And I think I said something to him, like, "What, darling?" And he heard me call him darling. And he fucking told all the old women that I was gay. Telling fucking Cheryl and Susanna up the front, the fucking sour-faced ones, that I was gay. So, for God knows how long, in Randallstown, people referred to me as the gay one who worked in Waves Chippy.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
What, working there?
Yeah. No?
Not really. Like, I did. I mean, it wasn't there that long to really enjoy it. Like,
they're food places. You sweat your pallets off on them too.
Yeah. I was in charge of the fucking the burgers. I was just literally standing there and do the burgers. And then they would get like a steak sandwich come up in the order, and I'd fucking shit myself. I wouldn't know what to do.
Flipping burgers. Then I went to the airport. Now, the airport was a fucking mad place to work. Like, I think it actually ruined my life for a long time. It was only until I finally got out of it there last year, I realized how much it ruined my life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fuck me, what a job. Like, I worked in the airport, and we used to fucking... I started off, we used to clean the planes, because I used to do night shift, we used to clean the planes, and I swear to fuck, see the boys I work with on them sort of night shifts, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I've told you before, and I don't think you believe me about half them people. Like, these are the sort of the people that only come out at night.
Yeah.
It's... Fuck, I mean... Back then, I was younger, so it was good crack and all, but then when you're stuck there for so long, and it's, like, you're stuck with them same sort of people, you start to think, I'm one of these fucking mutants. I am one of these people.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I used to sit in the van. And you would sit in the van, like, sort of silence, because half of them didn't really speak, because half of them couldn't speak. Like, they were from here and all, they were just, I mean, I don't know where the fuck they got them. It used to baffle me every summer. We had a turnaround of people, and it was like, where the fuck are you getting? Like, I'm thinking there's like a fucking factory. They're making these people for a laugh just to ruin my day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the most bizarre people you can fucking think of. I worked with them, and then I was like supervisor of these people. So I was like the fucking king mutant.
They looked up to you at all?
Looked up to me. I think I was only supervisor because I could fucking speak. And I had all my fucking body parts.
Oh, fuck.
It was like what we used to do. We used to empty the fucking planes out, you know, with the shit truck, as they called it. I used to pull a big fucking pipe up in the back of the plane and empty the toilets out. We used to, like, see when you get the turnaround of staff in the summer, like, all the new ones, and it was, like, a sort of wee test to see who could cut it, who was going to stay on, and we used to smack the emergency button off, the emergency staff button to on the truck, and then when they pulled the paper off, they had to get covered in shite. And if they came back the next day, they were good to stay. You think of a fucking 4.5 hour flight from Turkey, full of shite, getting covered in that. You would have to think to yourself, is this what I want to do with my life?
You've told me some fucking characters in that place, and it's incredible.
I know. I'm going to go into it. I'm actually going to go into it because it needs to be said. You start with a guy called Paul, right? And Paul was a fuck. He's a paranoid schizophrenic. He was really. He was the sort of guy. He was a big, tall fella, and he looked like something from like the '60s, doing like an Elvis. He had that big fucking head of hair and the sideburns, and he drove about and, like, he liked his Vespas, scooters, and all that sort of shit. He was into all that, Quadrophenia and all that sort of shit. But he was really fucking paranoid. Any time he walked in, like, the room could have been silent. He would have walked in and went, "What are you saying?" Nobody would have said anything. "What are you saying?" But he was really fucking nuts. It's hard to fucking explain him. It's hard to explain a lot of them. There was him. He was a psycho. He used to hoover the planes and all. We used to pull the plug and all out on him just to wind him up to get him going. And he would threaten you and all. He'd come up and threaten you. "I fucking wrap this around your fucking head." And then there's a couple I can't really say because I think there's a lot of problems. You know?
Like what kind of problems?
Just development problems in their life.
It's funny because they're probably having a conversation right now about you.
About me? Yeah. I know. Do you ever have a guy we used to work with? But we did have a guy, right? The guy came in a few years ago. And so I'm going to say his fucking name, but I don't even care. Ron, right? He was called Ron, right? And this guy came in. He came in with a fucking... I think he came in with his interview, you know, with the full suit on. You know, the cufflinks and all. Right, he was a proper, like, he looked like a diamond geezer. And he used to come in, but fuck me, that man could tell some lies. Right, he had a wooden fucking necklace and all on. And he used to start talking, and Joe, when somebody starts, you know somebody's bullshit, and the rest of the boys are looking around going, "Oh, fuck, here we go, with another one of his tales," right? I made him tell me one time he found a fucking sticker book of Newcastle United. Right. First of all, he said it was the team that won the league. I was like, the won the Premier League. He says, "Listen, Ronnie, they've never won the Premier League." He says, "Will I tell you? I was over there at St. James's Park. I was sat in front of that mega sleep arse, and I said, 'Listen, I know what this is worth. You know what this is worth. How much you give me?' He says, 'We'll give you 250 grand. I said, "Not a chance." I says, "Hold on. You were sat there in the boardroom in front of Mike Ashley, and he's offered you 250 grand for a book full of stickers, and you've said no." He was quick enough to ask me for that money, or he's quick enough to offer me that money. I knew it was worth more. Is he, where's it now? It's at home underneath the floorboards. Why? it's just there. I'll get a bigger offer from that. And I don't think you will. He told us a story as well. He used to go on, like, his stories were fucking brilliant. Like, I used to love hearing them because they were so shit. Like, he could make them sound believable. He told us one day, I know a mate of mine, came home one day and his wife is on the job with his best mate. Is he right? Is he, what he do? What he say? Oh, he didn't say nothing. He just said, "Right, okay." Walked out, closed the door, and walked down the stairs out into the shed. Took out of the shed a chainsaw. That's it, right? Okay. Walked back up them stairs. Started the chainsaw. Walked straight in. He says, "Come here, you." Sawed his two arms off. Is he, what? He saw his two arms off, and then he threw her out the window. And I was sort of in shock. because like, is he actually saying this shit? And I remember thinking, so hold on. Your friend has come in there to see his wife sleeping with his best mate. So he's walked out and they've just lay there awaiting your friend walking down the stairs, hearing him out the window, going into the shed, all probably unlocking it and stuff, lifting the chainsaw out, and your man's still lying there going, oh no, I'm about to get slashed up. He's come up the stairs and just handed his arms to him, go, there you go, zip, fucking zip his arms off. And then he's just chucked her out the window. I think something like that would be on the news, Ronnie.
And all, he was probably from McDoak. Like, I'm sure if something like that happened in fucking Doak or Ballyclare, you'd fucking hear about it.
he goes, that's a fucking true story now. I tell you, he used to have this creepy laugh. He used to go, and I know anybody I used to work with, listen to this, about fucking pissing themselves. Oh. He started a story with, I tell you better still. See, if you had a story, he had one better. I tell you better still. You've heard nothing. Fuck his story. But he used to tell us he was a big gambler, right? He used to go to casinos in Las Vegas and shit. He sent us a photo of him in Vegas. I'm doing the fucking air coach here in Vegas. It was Blackpool. He was in like the fucking amusements in Blackpool.
Fucking flitters in Port Rush.
Donkey in the fucking Blackpool Tower standing behind him. I'm just away in the Caesars here. £1 million. Fuck me, he was an odd one. And then, it was a weird job. Joey used to tell you about his high life. And then you were like sort of break it down to him and just go, right, running off your shit. You wouldn't clean them skid marks off that toilet bowl, would you? Fuck that. That job killed me. Like, it fucking killed me, but I liked it too in the same way. But it was a fucking mental job. The more and more I think back on it, going, gee, thank fuck I get out of there. Because I think maybe another year, and I probably drove the van across the runway and they're playing.
You would have just morphed into one of those. Like, you'd be fucking, you know, the king of the fucking mutants. Like, the final boss of the mutants.
I could feel myself morphing anyway. I had to fucking jump. And then sure, I jumped into a fucking meat factory, didn't I? To power wash the fucking machines. Power wash the machines. It lasted about 2 months. Going, fuck, I can't do this. My first day in that, they were like, yeah, come on, we'll unload the van. I was like thinking, oh, we'll go get the power washers here. No, your man just fucking threw a skinned fucking lamb at me. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I sort of just looked at it. I was like, what the fucking, what's this? So like, I was like, it looked like it was fucking slow dancing this lamb around the fucking the storeroom. I was like, my God. Is this thing real? Of course it's fucking real. It's just hanging up on the hook and then trying to get the legs up on this fucking hook as like its face is going up your fucking cheek and all, going, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. So I had the fucking power wash giblets all around the fucking the meat factory. Jesus fucking Christ, I've been in some jobs. The airport was fucking, I have so much more to say about the airport, but I probably can't.
Yeah.
The place gets shut down, let's just say.
Yeah.
Fuck you, we did have a fella work there, you know, he had one leg, right?
Yep.
He had one leg, and fuck me. What? And he was going up the steps of the plane. You know the metal steps that get on the plane? He was going up there one day, but like he got to the top and like his fucking foot, like sort of, well, his, what do you call it? His bionic fucking foot gets stuck in between the ridges. And like he went to fucking bomb out, like went to walk forward, but he came back, obviously, because he lost his balance. And he just started fucking rolling down the steps. It was like something at Takeshi's fucking castle, trying to dodge him.
With fucking one leg.
Oh, security used to fucking hate seeing him coming because obviously the leg just fucking lit up the whole security place like fucking Blackpool. Woo, 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 woo. Fuck, here he comes.
Fucking good job. You don't work there anymore.
I know. And I left there and obviously went to Tenerife and all that sort of shit and came back. I don't know why I fucking came back. I was drawn back into it. And he had started the same day I came back and he was walking through. But it was funny too because obviously he had the one leg, but he used to always, he leaned up. He sort of leaned funny, but he always crossed his arms. It looks like he's about to do a fucking rap battle. But he came through the security and the whole place went fucking nuts and go, what the fuck's going on here? Man's a bomb on him.
Oh,
fuck me. I swear to God, he's sitting in them vans some of them days just in silence listening to them eat their fucking food. it was like working at the fucking zoo or something. He's looking out the van window with tears in my eyes some days. I need to get out of here. I know. Fuck, there's so many stories that place. I wish I could tell them all, but I can't. I really can't. Jesus, what a fucking place. Sometimes I can't even sleep at night thinking about it.
Fucking night.
Do you wake up at 3 in the morning going, fuck, I have to go up that airport to work. Then you realize you don't work out anymore. So at night you feel nice. Fuck me.
Because I mind, you would have been there fucking many years all together because you worked there before I moved here, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I'd done that 10 years or 11 years all together in there. That's a lot. That's a lot of beating to take on a man. Here's this guy came in, he was called Frank. Fuck me, he used to be spitting his hands and he used to make me fucking feel sick. And he would have been driving the van and he used to go, right, lads, where are we going now? I just spit in his hands and then just touch the steering wheel. Fuck, that used to drive me insane. He got covered in shit about 3 times till he left. I said, right, we need to get this fucker out of here. The things you had to do. Frank, you'd have been sitting at your lunch just looking around you going, oh my God, this is my life. This is my career. Awful. You there?
You hear me?
I hear you now. I thought you fucking fell asleep there.
No. I fucking some characters, mate. The fucking characters you meet in this world, I tell you.
Yeah. I know, that's what sort of makes jobs, isn't it? Like, the fucking people. The people. Yeah. Fuck's sake, thinking back. My God. Did you not do door seals?
Fuck me, yeah, mate. I come back from Australia for a year in 2011 or something, and I was home for like the guts of a year. But I was fucking trying to get into certain places. I couldn't get back into a place that I worked for many years.
Yeah,
and I was looking around, and I was fucking desperate. And I mind to look. I looked in the newspaper and there was it was advertised as media consultants. We're looking for media consultants. And I fucking studied media, right? So my dad is fucking excited. He's like, oh, Jimmy, the fucking, you know, you're not going to waste your life. Like, you're actually going to get a job in what you studied. So I was like, happy days. And they made it sound really fucking class.
So yeah.
I rock up, mate, right? And I remember it was in this fucking office above Lush in the middle of Belfast. You know Lush, it sells the fucking soaps.
Yes, yes.
So I go in there, right, and I'm standing there, and I'm wearing like a fucking, I'm wearing like a suit, like I'm like fucking there to impress, you know what I mean? So I'm in there, and it was an interview. So bear in mind, it was a fucking interview. Adam, I rock up at 10 to 11. I'm 10 minutes early. I walk in and I see this guy, sitting in the waiting room in a fucking Man United top, and I'm like. Fuck me, what's going on here? So we're down in Man United top, and then there's a large doll with like a big fucking duffel with a duffel coat.
Large.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh fuck, you know, right, this is fair enough. We're like 21. So I go in and the guy interviewing me is a fucking cocky English fella. And
yeah.
I just remember him because, like, you know, he was well suited, booted and suited, or whatever the expression is, suited and booted. But he had really shit skin. Like, his skin was fucking horrible. And he's sitting there and he's like, you know, thinking he's fucking, I don't know, Tony Soprano, rocking back and forth in the chair. And he's like, oh, yeah, we've got big clients and all these clients around the world. And now we're fucking on top of it. And if you make the good sales, you'll be able to go to Manchester with me for a conference and all this. And I'm like, you know, really selling it. I'm like, aye, that's class, mate. Yeah, brilliant. I'm here to help. So that's all right. So bear in mind, I went up for an interview. Next thing I know, mate, I'm bundled into this fucking car with this other big fella who's worked there. He's the head salesman. Uh-huh. I'm bundled in the car with him, the other wee fellow with the United top, the larger woman, and some Polish guy who's worked for the company for 2 weeks, and he's the head salesman for the week. So yeah. I'm in this car, mate. There's fucking five of us in this car, bundled up. It was a little mini. And I remember, you know, I'm a little bit like shy at the time, and I'm like, where are we going? And the guy's like, going to Carrickfergus. I'm like, what? He goes, oh, we're going to Carrickfergus. We're going to show you how it's done. And I'm like, what fucking time? What time are we coming home? Like, I think I had arranged to meet up with you. I had the meeting. Had the interview at 11, right? Mate, long story short, I'm in the middle of fucking Carrickfergus. They split us into teams, right? I'm with the big fella who thinks he's King Dick. And he's, like, standing there. He's like, watch and learn, mate. And he was walking up, and he's like, we were selling like broadband or something.
Yeah.
And I remember I had my phone out and I was texting my dad because my dad was like, well, well, big shot. well, big shot. You know, all proud and all. You heard at the interview go and I'm like, I think it went well, mate. I'm fucking knocking on doors in Carrickfergus.
What was your spiel?
My spiel, my spiel. He would go up and he was like, you know, the usual, oh, hello, can I just ask you a question here? Might be a little bit personal. You know, he had the gift of the gab, but he was just not likable. He was just a fucking prick. But he was like, how much are you paying on your such and such? And they was like, tell him or whatever. And then his trick was he would always ask them for a drink. So, oh, I'm a bit thirsty. Can I have a drink? And then you'd have to be invited in. So I remember I was just over it. I was so annoyed. I was like, this isn't a fucking media thing. This is fucking, I'm selling fucking shit. So I went up and he was like, right, your turn. So I just remember going up and blanking and the guy opened the door and he was getting all these like middle-aged women, so he was using the charm. I got this old grumpy guy and I panicked and I just said, can I have a drink? You what? Like, can I have a drink? The guy's standing at the end of the fucking the walkway, the pavers just shaking his head. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, you just drink a drink and go, right, he's not interested.
But then I'm talking to the guy in between houses, and I'm like, what way is this work? You know, you're a little bit like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, for everyone that you make, like, or everyone that you sell, you don't necessarily make a commission. So it was something so weird. It was like you had to sell five to get a cut of the five percentages. So you were making fuck all. Like, you could go out there and just not make anything. And I remember running around fucking Carrickfergus, mate. I
didn't get home, right? My car was parked in one of the car parks of the shopping centres. And by the time I got home to Belfast, mate, the fucking car was locked in. So I had to phone my dad, right? Phone my dad standing outside the fucking car park, middle of the night, half eight. I'm sitting there outside fucking Belfast City Hall. My dad pulls up and he's like, well, big shot, like, fuck up. Like, well, media star. We're fucking selling fucking internet, fucking broadband in Carrickfergus. 2 weeks later, mate, I'm in Belfast and I'm walking around and I see the big doll, the larger woman. And she's like, hey, mate, how you doing? I was like, good. I'd got a job somewhere else at the time. And I was like, how are you getting on? Like, it'd been like 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. And I was like, how much are you making? And she's like, oh, I've been there 3 weeks now. I haven't got paid yet. I haven't made anything. Oh, fucking class. Brilliant. Unreal.
Fuck, I hate when they come to the door too. I hate it. Because you start to run out of excuses, don't you?
You do.
Even the sponsor ones at all. No one's over here to help fucking the kids. Oh, listen, they try and make you feel bad. No, listen, mate. I know it's bad, no, but no.
But sometimes you have to. You just and I struggle because I'm a pushover. But like you have to. You just be like, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, but no, fuck's sake, I barely fucking look after myself. Never mind fucking sponsoring someone.
Hello. I said, listen. You know, that fucking you just couldn't fucking sponsor me a fiver.
Well, mate, look, it's been an hour and 2 minutes, and I reckon we could do another one at least, but it's been pretty fucking quick.
It has been quick.
Well, the sing is out. I'm just going to sing the first song I can think of that is to do with working.
Okay.
What do you reckon it's going to be?
Work by Rihanna.
It actually wasn't. It wasn't. All right, I'm going to go straight in. All right. Stumble out of bed and go into the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and do. Should have just done the chorus. Working
on a stretch and trying to come alive.
Come alive. All right, fucking Dolly. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living when it fails. How did I not know the words to the 9 to 5?
Jimmy, you fucking really let yourself down there.
Working 9 to 5. I know, I love how, like, not knowing a Dolly Parton song is letting yourself down.
No, especially that one.
I know. Oh, well. All right. I'll see you later.
Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.